Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about some real estate dishonesty. I came up with this topic because we're talking with more and more of our new members, our brand new ones, about their initial experiences in real estate investment. Full disclosure here, a lot of them aren't good, and a lot of them involve a hotel lobby, and just a lot of bad experiences and bad advice. So, Jill, I got to tell you, this really turns my stomach. I'm glad we're doing this. We're talking about this on the air because I'll tell you, I cannot on the air use the language that I use around the office about this topic,
I
won't. I'm just giving you a heads up. I won't.
Thank you.
Hey, but before we do, as always, let's take a question from a dial-in caller. Hey, if you want to be in the show, call 888-735-5045. Leave your question for us. A lot of people are doing it lately, and maybe we'll have you on the show.
Cool.
When we get better equipment.
Yes. Right now we're reading the questions, but soon you will be on the show.
Right.
All right. Percy from Milwaukee asks, what if I just want to learn how to buy a house or land for myself and save a lot of money? Love it.
Right. So I think what he's asking there is, I don't necessarily want to get into the real estate business like your members do, but
I just want to learn the process.
Can I get involved with the program because I want to buy a vacation lot or a cabin or something in northern Michigan? And in fact, that's a fantastic question. We have a lot of members who purchase the program and send out one or two mailers to buy an extremely inexpensive, targeted property for personal use.
Mm-hmm.
And some they do it with houses too.
Mm-hmm.
So usually second houses, not first houses. Mm-hmm. So it's maybe something we should.
It's interesting. I do see it as second houses.
That's probably because we talk about it that way all the time.
Well,
you could buy a primary residence this way really easy.
I know some of our members that have bought more than one property in the area that they like and then picked the one that they wanted and then sold the other ones off and then like made the money back to pay for the one they just bought.
I've done that many times.
I know you have.
We end up always selling all, we end up selling it almost all because then we buy another one that's nicer.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I'm like, that's the brilliant plan. When they finally figure out, wait a minute, I have people call me back and now I could buy three in this area. Wait, and then I could sell two and keep the one I really like. Why wouldn't I do that? And I'm like, yes, that's why wouldn't you do that? It just paid for yours.
So, Percy, yes, our program works perfectly well for that. Works great for vacation land or recreation land, and it works great for cabins or cabin sites or cabin. It's not just for land.
People want stuff just to go hunting sometimes too. I've had like guys that like to take their family out and just be out there doing their thing, off-roading maybe.
And a long list of programs that we are in development, and they're all based on how frequently our customers ask for them. We are developing a program that is just specifically for exactly what you're asking, but you don't have to wait for it. The basics are the same.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get to it, we'll get to it. But right now, everybody wants the data.
I know.
We're releasing the data package in February of this year.
Exactly. Okay, so let's get to the topic. Property scams of all time. Do you want me to, I throw some out to you and you tell me what your thoughts are?
Yeah.
Okay. I made some notes. Number one, title fraud.
Yeah, you know what this is? Not a lot of people know this.
Okay.
You know that you do not have to have the consent of the recipient to deed property to them. So if you are listening to this right now, I could, if I really liked you, deed a property to you and you don't sign it anywhere and you own it. And a year later you get a tax bill and you pay it or you don't pay it or you say, what the heck? And you call me or try to find me and that's how it works in 99% of the counties all around the country. So that gives way to fraudulence or fraudulent behavior because mm-hmm. And this has happened to me in several counties, not really recently, but it did several years ago, where someone just essentially forged my name and deeded property to themselves. And, you know, if you sit there long enough, you can probably master anybody's signature. Mm-hmm. And if your wife's a notary, you know, it's not too hard to start thinking that way, which I think is really too bad.
Mm-hmm.
So fraudulent, what's the actual quote, Jill? Fraudulent
title fraud.
You know, and that might not be the definition of title fraud, but deed fraud, I guess, is closer.
Right.
You know, where you're clouding the title. Then it causes all kinds of problems for everybody. You got to go back and get title insurance and work it all out. People have to sign affidavits and stuff. So, yeah.
It can be undone. It can be fixed. But, yeah.
It doesn't
it's
happen.
It's a bummer that it's just some property scams are bringing. We're just kind of talking about
it. It's just this topic, yeah. We're turning a negative positive topic. We're trying to take a positive take on it.
Yeah.
But there are things that you need to know.
You need to know about this.
Theoretically, you're listening to the show to learn about land and real estate.
Right. You're never gonna come across this, but stuff you want to know about, just that it has happened. Or can I next one?
Yeah.
And I've heard of this. This I think I heard of like in the 70s. Like there were people traveling around selling property more than one time.
Oh yeah, there's a whole movie about that. I think it's called Glengarry Glen Ross.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, and I think it actually was in Arizona where they get leads. This is long before the internet. It was a play originally.
Okay.
And I think it was a Neil Simon play. I don't know who wrote the play. But these poor guys are sitting in an office, you know, somewhere in the East Coast, just picking up. They get these cards back. They put an ad in the paper or in a magazine. And the ad says, if you're interested in getting these properties for $100 or five or whatever, rip this card out of the magazine, send it back. So they have stacks of these cards.
Right.
They're calling these poor people and just hounding them.
Right.
So, a lot of times the way that those deals were structured back then, you could sell one lot to 10 people, simultaneously collect all the payments and then play the odds that one person is going to finish making the payment stream. It's awful.
That's awful. I agree.
That's a scam.
That's awful. Okay, how about this next one? Property investment seminars and courses. Just slide that one in there.
I would love to hear what people are thinking right now. No,
it's worth talking about.
The truth is, we, Jill and I, find ourselves in a defensive position on this topic often.
Right.
Like, what the hell are you guys talking about?
Mm-hmm.
What are you hawking here?
Who are you? Why are you different?
Yeah.
I get that one all the time.
The truth of it is, I'll answer the question in a second. The truth of it is, way more than half of the people that come to us come from these silly seminars, and these silly, our direct competitors, in my opinion, have some ethics issues with mm-hmm. how much they charge and what they teach.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, unfortunately, and I've never seen a residential program that I would buy.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So,
like those late night infomercials and all that.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of negative stuff out there, but there's a lot of good stuff too. Mm-hmm. There's a program called, and I have no affiliation with these guys. I've never spoken with them, but I just read through their website. I never bought it, called Trailer Park University. If you check it out on the internet, those two guys, in my opinion, man, I could end up eating my words here because I didn't get the whole thing, but just the information that I got right in their website, a lot like us,
uh-huh.
you know, there was in our success plan. Yeah.
Oh.
And I'll tell you why. They back it up with data. They back up trailers themselves with data about where the income in this country is going and why trailer parks will surpass at some point apartments as just affordable.
Hey, good for them.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And they own a bunch themselves and they run them. And, you know, it's not like, here's the
Why
thing.
Why are we doing deals with them?
Oh,
we
yeah.
We have the land.
I'll put that on my to-do list.
We've talked about it. We have talked, not that we haven't talked about this, because we have.
My to-do list is like 1,800.
We've looked at a couple trailer parks ourselves.
Yeah, that will happen.
Okay.
So the difference is, summarize this, the difference in my opinion between people who, the people who run these education situations and don't are people who have done transactions or they haven't. Do they have a credible transaction history, or are they just kind of an actor that's aligned themselves with somebody who's actually done some deals? And I think, or do they have a TV show where they're running around with kids in strollers and stuff? And that, I just don't think there's a lot of credibility in that. It's entertaining as hell.
Mm-hmm. You know, though,
people out there that are way more entertaining than you and I, but I doubt they've done more deals.
I'm confident, you know, and my thing is, even if you've done a number of deals, are you really properly, helping someone and teaching what you know? Are you holding stuff back? I hear a lot of things along those lines that people are like, I got this piece, that piece, this piece. I got to pay for this. I got to do that. I'm like, wow, I don't understand.
If you are ever in an education situation, ever, I don't care if it's in a hotel, online, and someone says, what's your credit card number? Then don't do it.
We need to look at upping your credit limit. That's the one that
anything.
It's a little red flag for me.
If you don't ever do a lot of research. Right. You know, you need to be convinced.
Well, and I don't want anybody to really go into serious debt. You shouldn't be going into debt.
You should never
for stuff like
go
this.
If
you're
crazy
starting
debt.
Out buying properties for $100, $200, $300, $400, and $500, and then that's all you're doing. So what?
Right.
Save up a month or two and $500 and then go buy a property and then start doing it slow.
The other thing that comes straight to my mind that I think is really too bad is some of these late night infomercials where there's a guy walking. There's one right now, or like a year ago, there was a guy walking around his garage saying, I used to live in this garage and I had nothing. And if you think your situation is bad, my situation is worse. And now I live in this house and I drive this car. People who are hawking getting rich, that if that's the point to all this, then it's not valid. I got into this to make a great living, and we have, and we do, but I did not do it to drive a Ferrari. That Ferrari, bikini Ferrari mentality, that drives me nuts.
I know that really sends you to the, we've had a number of employees that have that, and I'll say right now, it's been young men who have worked for us. And they get into our offices and they learn what we're doing. They get an idea and that's all they see. There's like, I'm going to have a bikini. I'm going to have a Ferrari.
I'm going to have a bikini.
I'm going to have a Ferrari and a girl in a bikini next to me next year. That's what they see.
I know.
And we're telling them, knock it off. Don't think that. This is not, you know. And then
many people have asked me why the hell I drive the car that I drive.
You know?
So I don't know.
I'm good with mine. All right. How about this? Home improvement scams.
That hit the top five list, didn't it? Is that number five?
It is number four.
Yeah. I mean, we all know about those. I guess that made the list.
What is that?
Home improvement scams are, oh man, there's a million of them. You know,
is it like HGTV? You
put an ad on the paper or in Craigslist and you say, I'll redo your bathroom for $5,000 and I'll do it this weekend. And then, and they come in, they assess it and they say, this is perfect. We do this all the time. I'll be here on Saturday morning at 6:00. I need to go buy some materials. Please give me $1,500 and I'll be back and we'll knock the whole thing out. It's very common.
Oh,
Jill.
That's awful.
I wish we could put your face on the show. I mean, video.
Oh.
You're so innocent sometimes. You didn't know this kind of stuff goes on?
No, that ticks me off, man.
Here's another scam. It has nothing to do with real estate, but I got it.
I thought people did that.
Here's another scam, and it's just, when I heard this, I said, man, everyone could get away with this.
Wow.
So let's say you're traveling, and you've been traveling for whatever, 12, 10, airplanes and cars and cabs and stuff, and you get to your hotel, you check in.
I heard this one. Okay.
Yep. You check in your hotel. And you go up to the room and you're all groggy and you know, half asleep and the phone rings and the phone rings and the person at the other end says, hey, this is a front desk. There's something wrong with your credit card.
Yep.
Do you have another one? And we'll just forget about the whole thing. And so because you're so tired, you give them the credit card and there's somebody trying to get your credit card number.
Totally. I must have been with you.
It's never happened to me. I would fall for that every single time.
Right. I would too. You just get in your room and the phone's ringing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's housekeeping who watched you go in there. Who knows who? I don't know.
Sure, it's the guy at the desk. It's not him, but it's somebody. He's the feeder, feeder.
Oh, that's right. God, that makes me mad. Okay, number five, homestead.
Oh yeah. You know what? I added this one to the list because more and more I'm seeing take you know, learn about how to homestead property. So if you don't know what it is, homesteading is, I talk about this in our program, cash flow from land program. That's how property got titled from originally from the federal government to individuals. So the feds to raise taxes, to put themselves in a position where they could collect tax, which is property tax, they gave away property or they sold it for like $5 an acre. And this is all through the 1800s. In fact, it stopped in 1986 in Alaska. You could still homestead property up to that point. And it involved, there are a lot of different ways to do it, but the initial one was put a fence around it and improve the property so that you live there and create a farm is what they really meant by it.
Right.
Improve the property that way. We're going to tax you and make a good living. And it worked out great. It was a great program. Well, I'm seeing more and more on the internet where there's people that'll teach you how to homestead property. And I'm here to tell you, it's gone. That program is gone. You cannot get free property like that.
Yes, I concur. That's a bummer that they're still out there teaching it and people don't know.
Right.
Okay, one more thing that you added, and then I have something funny to share. Dual escrow.
Please add your funny stuff first, because people can't take it.
Okay, I have something funny to share. Stephen has decided to help the office staff out, myself included.
I can't wait where this is going to go. I can't be responsible for what I say.
You've got to hear this. This is this is my partner, everyone. This is what I get. This is my whole staff is, you know, they're kind of liking it. It's just funny. So Stephen has decided that instead of teaching somebody how to do something once, he's going to now create personal videos for all of us.
They're not personal.
Well, they're not personal. They are
they're training videos.
It's kind of an office training video. So, you know, it is a really good idea. I just wouldn't have thought of this. I don't know. Do you know anybody else that does this in their world?
Toyota.
Well, do you do it for your kid? Like, hey, like, you know, if I could have done this for my kid when they were little, like, here's how you empty the dishwasher. Yeah, no. Watch a video a few times.
Change your own diaper. Here's a video.
Exactly. Here's how to operate the washing machine.
I think it's fantastic.
That's what you're doing in our office, but you're taking it to a new level. It's really good.
It's all computer stuff. Everybody loves it, Jill. Like, they come over here and they're like, this is the greatest thing ever. Why did we do this 2 years ago? You're the only one who thinks it's silly.
I just never would have thought of this. I just want we have our own personal inter-office training videos. Nobody can say that. You know, it is a good idea. I just thought that was funny.
I have to ask why. Why are you reacting this way?
Well, maybe because I didn't see it coming. I don't know. I just
got tired of answering the same question 16 times and they still don't get it. Now they can just play it, hit the rewind button 62 times if they need to, because it's like 19 tasks to do certain stuff, and they're little things that have to happen in order.
Right.
And I get it. You need to see it 15 times before you understand it.
I do get it. And it is kind of smart. I just didn't see it coming, and it just kind of caught me off guard. And I'm like, what is going on?
Crap that I have to do.
These videos popping in because I get a copy of them. I'm like, what is this? I didn't know.
They're all on YouTube.
I know.
But they're locked.
Yeah, it's funny. No, it's awesome.
If we get enough emails just because they want to laugh even more, our listeners, unlock some of those and we can.
It'll be hilarious. Here's Stephen teaching the office staff how to X.
How to breathe. Steve, I'm
Well, maybe that's what I'm thinking. It's funny. I'm afraid. I'm like, what's coming? That also made me think of the banana peel and the shredder. But then we won't.
Go ahead. You got to say it now.
No. I'll save it.
I don't like paper.
I'll save that.
I am personally, except for deeds, completely paperless, and the rest of this company it's a battle I lost.
It is. Steven is the only person in our whole office environment that does not have a trash can.
So a lot of years ago, way before you, I got so angry at this topic because people are pretty good about not printing stuff now.
Right.
But in the early 2000s, paper was just everywhere, stacks of paper. In our business, we don't need it. Like insurance, you got to keep documents. And like lending, you got to keep documents for a long time, and I get that. Mm-hmm. But there's no reason, because we're all pretty bright here. Right. Yeah. So one time I got really mad, and they took everyone's wastebasket away and took all the filing cabinets out. I sound like an awful person, don't I?
No, it's good. Anyway.
All right, what was I supposed to talk about at the end?
Dual escrow.
Oh, you know, dual escrow. This is what dual escrow is.
It's not a scam. This is something you just want to throw in and talk about.
You know, yeah, because it's like dual escrow is like bell bottom jeans. You know, sometimes it's bad. They go in, they go out. They go in, they go out. Why is that so funny?
Who thinks?
I would love to have like a face.
Please
cam.
Tell me when bell bottom jeans are coming back because I don't know.
I don't mean bell bottom jeans. I mean like the, what's that called? The hem? Like the perimeter of the jean gets bigger and smaller.
Right.
With as the perimeter.
Oh my goodness.
This show is obviously over.
Wow.
Dual escrow.
Is it in? Is it out? It's a fad.
It's in right now.
It's in.
Dual escrow is when you find a property to buy and you say, hey, seller, I'm going to buy your property. Or maybe I'll assign it in really small print. So you open escrow and then you go and find a buyer. Or you have one in your back pocket before you do it. You assign it to that buyer and he kicks you in on the deal. Jill and I call that optioning. We don't do it through escrow, but as long as you fully disclose it, it's a great idea. A lot of sellers get upset about it because they don't know when their deal is going to close. But hey, if you tell them, look, if you're not in a real hurry, I mean, this is how we approach it and we call it optioning. If they want to sell their property for the price that we're offering, then we don't ever option it. We just close the deal. We come up with the cash and close it. If they want some more money and they're not in a real hurry, our answer is let's option it, which is dual escrow. I mean, it's not really. It's a scaled down, more simple version, which essentially says, all right, I mean, we got 20 guys in our back pocket that we can resell this to at our asking price, but your price, we'll go find somebody and it might take about 30 more days. Mm-hmm. And then we close the deal. They get their money. We get our money. And
I love it.
So I was trying to actually end this episode on a positive thing.
That's good.
It's a slightly controversial topic that goes in and out of style, but it really is a good thing as long as you disclose the heck out of it and choose the right person.
Thank you for not titling this Stephen and Bell Bottoms.
I don't want to wear bell bottoms.
Well,
what would be a better?
Like, I have a lot of questions.
Shoulder pads for women? Is that better?
Well, no. Think of something that's coming back. I know what's coming back that you and I saw the other day at lunch. 80s.
Yeah, like goth.
Yes. Those girls with that spiky hair. That's okay. Like bleach blonde, spiky hair, you know.
I can tell you like it. Like a flock of seagulls.
I've had that hair.
Remember that band?
I do. Do I remember that band? Of course I remember
Flock of Seagulls.
Yeah. They look a lot different now than they did then. So.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in real estate investment and in life.
Oh my goodness, I almost sneezed in the middle of this. That was really funny. Bell bottoms?
Look, I don't know, man.
I'm trying to think of something to save you with that one, but I can't.
How many people are listening to the show and saying, oh my God, I said bell bottoms, I've never listened to the show again.
Skinny ties.
Oh, that's better. You're right.
That changes. That does go back and forth all the time.
Oh, that would have been better.
Yeah. Suits, men's suits. I think I see those go, because you can't vary those a whole lot. Skinny pants, not so skinny pants.
No, the tie would have been perfect. Everybody knows about that.
The tie, yeah.
All right.
But I think that was a good, that was really a great show. I enjoyed doing that. I think we answered a lot of questions.
Sometimes we do real estate shows and sometimes we do comedy shows. Sometimes when the show is really good, but there's both all mixed in between. Mm-hmm. This was more real estate.
Was it more? I don't know. Except for the bell bottoms. That was good.
Anyway, let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.